fourth paragraph of Tanya's Mishnah Gimel. We were learning the previous Mishnahis about Klal Yisrael were split up into 24 groups. The Kohanim would bring, and their week, they bring Kabbanis, Levim, Zoshira, and the Yisraelim would be Aymed Ala Kovan, the ones that go to Yerushalayim would go to the Beit HaMikdash, and the ones that were far away from Yerushalayim would go into the Shul in their town. So, these people that were chosen to be the members of Klal Yisrael, which were standing in the Kovan, they would fast 4 days out of the week, Yom Sheni ad Yom Chamishi, from Monday to Thursday. They didn't fast on Friday, so they shouldn't come to Shabbos starving. It's very unhealthy to go from a state of having a lot of food to fasting, and it's dangerous for the health. They would learn from the Torah every day, and on Sunday they would read Bereishis, Vahira Kia, and basically the first 8 psukim of Bereishis, Bereishis. The second day of the week, they would read from Yehi Rakia to Yikovo Amarim, which is the second and third day of creation. The Shlishi, Yikovo Amarim, Vihimayris, they read from the third and fourth day of creation. Baravir, Himayris, Yishatu Amarim, they read from the fourth and fifth day of the creation. The Chamisha, Yishatu Amarim, Taisa Oretz. On the fifth day, they would also read from what was created on the fifth day and the sixth day. And the sixth day, Vishishi Vatayta Arez Vaychul HaShemayim, they read the end of the creation of the 6 days of creation. Yeah. Parsha Gedolah Karim Oysa Vishnayim. If there was a Parsha Gedolah that had more than 3 psukim, then they would split it up into 2 people. Parsha Ketana B'Yochid. There's a Parsha Ketana. Yeah, basically the rule is that everybody has to get a leah that's 3 psukim, so if you can split them to 2 people, 3 psukim, you do. If not, one person reads the parasha. The shachris, uva musav, uva mincha, nuchnotan, the koyim altihen. The koyim et hashema. That by shachris and musav and mincha, that they would read from the Torah these parashas every day of the week. Kamuvan Musav is not every day of the year because they don't have a day of the year, but it's something like Rosh Chodesh or whatever. And by Mincha, they would, it says, the Shachas and Musav they would read from the Sefer Torah. Upa Mincha Nechlasim Vekorim Apiyah. In Mincha, they would not read from the Sefer Torah, they read it by heart to Korim Shema, just like we read Shema, not Mitoich a Sefer Torah. Also, they would not read Mitoich a Sefer Torah. So once again, and the Shachis, Kriyas HaTorah would be from the Sefer Torah, the Mincha would be not from the Sefer Torah. Erev Shabbos and Mincha, you're Nechnasim, like Kvod Shabbos. Friday afternoon, Erev Shabbos afternoon, they would not get together, not for Tefillah, not for Kriyas HaTorah, so that they should be able to have time to prepare for Shabbos Kodesh.